materials that can be used for other people who are starting to restore their homes and buildings.
That's just amazing. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more with Michael from Vintage Architectural. You're listening to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures.
Are you tired of sinking thousands of dollars into a diamond when your money could be better spent elsewhere? PristineGems.com is proud to announce the Asha, the newest diamond simulant on the market that has people selling their moissanite and diamonds. Unlike moissanite with its greenish seaweed color tint, the Asha mimics the beauty and color of a natural, flawless diamond. All of the Asha stones are cut to hearts and arrows perfection, which allows more than 96% of light to return back to the naked eye to enhance its sparkle and brilliance, while most diamonds reflect only 70%. The Asha is affordably priced and comes with an extensive lifetime warranty, which includes protection against chipping. Even the entertainment and television industry is impressed with the Asha, using it as a substitute for expensive diamond jewelry. So experience the difference. Visit PristineGems.com, where you can take the Asha challenge and decide for yourself which looks best, a $35,000 hearts and arrows diamond, cubic zirconia, moissanite, or the Asha. The Asha Diamond Simulant, where fire meets ice.
Are you planning on buying or selling a home? Then come see the Coldwell Banker team of Francis and Ken Owen. They specialize in serving the needs of first-time buyers and sellers, senior citizens, or families in the market for a house in the North County communities of San Diego. With the Owen team, you receive realtors who are a valuable information resource for new home buyers to the area. They are well aware of the schools, neighborhoods, services, and benefits available in the North County. You also receive two top real estate professionals for the price of one. The Owen team has received numerous awards in recognition of their exemplary performance on behalf of their clients. They have been the recipients of the prestigious President's Circle Award, recognizing the top 1% of agents nationwide. You can consider the Owen team as your personal lifetime realtors. Francis and Ken Owen believe that the purchase or sale of a home should be a positive experience, so they make sure the process of buying or selling your home is a smooth, quick, and enjoyable one. So contact Francis and Ken Owen at the Coldwell Banker office in Vista. Call now at 760-643-5036.
Honey, our 10th anniversary is coming up. You know what that means, don't you?
What, you're going to trade me in for a new model?
No, I'm afraid your warranty expired years ago. No, silly, you promised me a diamond ring for our anniversary.
You know, I'm kind of afraid of us getting ripped off. Look what happened when Sandy and her husband bought a diamond. She wasn't satisfied with the diamond, and he wasn't happy about the price. And don't forget about Jim, who's still in the doghouse because he bought a fake diamond.
Don't worry, honey. I found a great book called The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. It teaches you how to choose the right diamond that you can afford. The Secrets to Buying Diamonds will definitely help us avoid getting ripped off.
The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Sounds great.
It's filled with color photos and information about diamond inclusions, enhanced and treated diamonds, and the newest look-alike diamond, moissanite. It also shows you how to choose a mounting for your diamond, as well as checklists to ensure that we buy a diamond that we'll be satisfied with.
Thank goodness. The Secrets to Buying Diamonds will definitely give me some peace of mind.
Make your next diamond purchase a pleasant one with The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Reserve your copy today, online, or at your local Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Now back to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Once again, here's jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist, Michael Rogers.
We're back. We're talking with Michael from Vintage Architectural. Now, Michael, there's... let me get here. Now, can everything be salvaged when you go into a property? Are you thinking, okay, we can save pretty much 70%, 80%? I mean, what's the game plan when you go into a property?
No, Michael, not everything can be saved, unfortunately. There's just some waste that's going to naturally occur, such as drywall, lath and plaster, broken brick, some plumbing pipes and things. That unfortunately does end up in the landfill, but we pride ourselves on the fact that we can salvage 80 to 85, even 90% of the materials that come out of an existing structure with very little going to the landfill.
Well, that's great. What gave you this idea? I mean, how did you get this started?
Well, it's very interesting. Peter Moreland, the owner of the company, is a retired architect, and he has a son who was involved with the reuse people of Alameda County. Caldwell. And Caldwell was working these jobs and was starting to acquire all these wonderful artifacts and made the suggestion to Peter, hey, we ought to get something involved here so that we've got some way to get this back into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And Peter and Caldwell, along with Peter's wife, Barry, put together Vintage Architectural, which is serving both the homeowner, building owner, and the community by going out and carefully deconstructing, saving all these wonderful artifacts, and then recycling them back through the community, at the same time helping to keep our landfills from being so overburdened.
I can imagine that probably the city of San Diego has been, if not having contact you, hopefully will contact you now, because you know all the old and architectural buildings that they have here that they're trying to preserve.
Yes, it's never too late. However, back in late 50s and the 60s with urban renewal and everybody wanting to get rid of the old and let's do it the new, the modern, we lost a lot of architecturally significant buildings that were real treasures.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't until the about the early to mid 80s when there was a real cognizant factor that people said we ought to be saving these buildings, and fortunately that's what's happening now. Even though there are buildings that are slated for demolition, there are still buildings being demolished. Unfortunately, the bulldozers and backhoes come in and they're what we call scrapers, or scraped down and go to the landfill. But there's a real cognitive effort by the community, and more contractors that are becoming aware of the fact that we must save these architectural treasures.
Yeah. Now, does your company just operate in San Diego, or is it more of California?
Well, we concentrate in San Diego County, the entire county, and we can and have other jobs that we'll work in Orange County and the L.A. area. And that we'll go just about anywhere within the state of California if somebody has building that needs to be deconstructed, and we can recycle those materials. So, yeah.
Now, when you deconstruct, is there do you pretty much do just homes or commercial property, or do you do other things? Like, I can imagine someone coming in and telling you to deal with maybe a boat or other.
Yeah, I suppose that we could do some sort of a boat or a vessel if we to do that. It may be more of a challenge to work out there in the water like that. But our specialty is vintage homes and estate homes, but we're not limited to those. We're very excited when a vintage structure is becoming available and we can get those artifacts back through the community again.
Now, with the items that come from the property, does the owner still have rights to those items, or pretty much do you buy them from them and you pretty much just sell them on your own?
Well, this is very interesting, Michael, because the owner, when they are working with their contractor and a bid is submitted and accepted, then the owner of that property then ends up donating the materials. But the payoff is they could possibly enjoy a tax benefit from the donation of those materials. So once they relinquish the rights of those materials, they're no longer in the possession of the owner.
Oh, I see. So pretty much they can get a nice tax write-off, and plus at the same time, be happy that they're actually helping the community.
Well, yes, on both accounts. And I want to be very, very careful about what your listeners could understand or misconstrue about the tax benefits. We have an independent appraiser who goes through the property, works with a formula, and then offers a written report to the homeowner, which they can then take to their tax person, and then they can work out the logistics on that. So not everybody can benefit from that, but in most cases it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Now tell us a little bit about some of the projects that you've actually done in San Diego.
Oh, my gosh. where to begin? We've got some marvelous things. I would say that probably one of the most spectacular projects we had was a marvelous 9,000 square foot estate home up in the Del Mar, California area that overlooked the ocean and the Del Mar racetrack.
And what type of period house was that?
It was a 1937 Georgian Revival estate.
Wow.
Just spectacular. And the new owner felt that he needed to do some remodeling. So the house was stripped down to the frame, which would enable complete expansion and complete remodeling of the house. And it was probably one of the most spectacular projects we've worked on, although we've had some amazing structures that have come our way.
So in that case, he didn't demolish the house. He just asked you to come inside and just pretty much take everything out.
Surgically deconstruct. It's that's kind of our catchphrase right there, because we try not to send the bulldozers in. We want to go in and have skilled crews remove those architectural items that can be recycled back to the community.
Now, pretty much, do you do the demolition also if they want the house completely torn down?
Oh, certainly. That's what we call a scraper. And mm-hmm. We had a very nice house in Point Loma right down on the bay that came right down to the ground. In fact, another contractor came in to actually do the concrete demolition. Mm-hmm. We don't get involved in the concrete demolition. That's usually subbed out. And but this house came right down to the ground, and then the owner is going to build another new modern structure mm-hmm. on that site.
Now, with the Jajarian house, what items were you able to save from there?
From the Georgian Revival mansion?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh, it was spectacular. The front and rear entryways are just about beyond anything I've ever experienced. Just remarkable windows, doors, magnificent Art Deco bathroom fixtures. It was fantastic.
Now, when people contact you to buy these items, are they buying it for a place that has exactly the same floor plan or type of structure in terms of like a Jajarian mansion, maybe somewhere in Atlanta or something like that nature?
Well, Michael, that's very interesting because we have an amazing cross section of clientele who come in, from interior designers looking for that special piece for a client's remodel or something that they can add into their home. We have architects coming in looking for those architecturally significant pieces that they can incorporate into their designs. We have just antique aficionados who come in because they're just excited about finding that one special piece that's going to enhance their home environment. So it's we have some wonderful people who come in and who are very excited about discovery of vintage architectural.
See, that's great, because I remember my wife took me to a store that's similar, but not exactly does what you do. But she liked, for example, the fixtures the fixtures off of cabinets.
Certainly.
Yeah, she loves the antique-ish type fixtures, so she would go to the store and she would buy just the figures and even old items like toasters and things of that nature. But it's just amazing how you can go, like some setup like yours, you can go and find pretty much, you know, something that you would never find anywhere else if you try to buy it new.
And that's what makes it so unique, Michael, is the fact that somebody can walk in looking for a specific item or items and turn around and all of a sudden there's some little gem or treasure staring them in the face and they're going, oh my gosh, I never thought of that, but that's absolutely beautiful. Wouldn't that look nice on the coffee table or hanging up?
That sounds just like my wife.
Yeah. Just like me.
All right, we're going to talk more with Michael from Vintage Architecture. You're listening to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures.
Bob Baker Cadillac, the county's premier Cadillac center, is proud to announce the arrival of the 2002 Cadillacs. As always, Bob Baker Cadillac is offering these brand new 2002 Cadillacs at savings guaranteed to make you smile. In addition, Bob Baker Cadillac, top of the hill, Car Country, Carlsbad, has for you, on approved credit, 0% financing. That's 0% financing on every new 2002 Cadillac in Bob Baker's great inventory. Imagine how low your payment will be with 0% financing. If a certified pre-owned Cadillac is what you're looking for, look no further. Bob Baker Cadillac has a great selection at greatly reduced prices. Cadillac, the fusion of design and technology, and BobBakerCadillac.com, Car Country, Carlsbad.
The Bob Baker Auto Group, where it's so nice to be nice.
760 KFMB News Time, 7:30. I'm Frank Caesar in the KFMB News Center. We get the latest now on the war on terrorism from Kai Maxwell.
Pacific Rim leaders wrapped up their annual meeting this morning in China with a condemnation of the September 11th attacks on the United States. President Bush and Russian President Vladimir Putin held a joint news conference. The president says Russia and the U.S. are sharing intelligence using diplomatic means, and Russia is allowing the use of its airspace to fight the war on terrorism. The Washington Post reports President Bush has signed an executive order giving the CIA the authority to take undercover action aimed at killing Osama bin Laden. Special forces targeting bin Laden's al-Qaeda network and the Taliban in Afghanistan are apparently making it difficult for bin Laden to hide. Former CIA Intelligence Deputy Director John Gannon says bin Laden is trying to escape the U.S. forces, but they're closing in on him.
The prospects of actually getting Osama bin Laden have improved. That does not end this network, but I think it is an important step in that direction.
Gannon says that getting bin Laden would be demoralizing to his followers. I'm Kai Maxwell.
Organizers hope the Concert for New York broadcast on VH1 last night will bring in at least as much money as the concert broadcast on several networks last month. That concert raised $125 million. Paul McCartney closed the show with a new song called Freedom that he wrote just shortly after the September 11th attacks. Now here's your microclimate forecast. Cloudy this morning, patchy fog, and variable cloudiness today at 63 degrees downtown. KFMB News is a service of Carfax. Buying a used car, get a Carfax Vehicle History Report. What you discover could save you thousands. Ask your dealer for a Carfax or go to Carfax.com. Now stay tuned for more Gem Secrets. I'm Frank Caesar with news every half hour and when it happens on your charger station, 760 KFMB.
One of the great things about living in San Diego is that you can do almost anything you want any time of the year. And that, my friends, includes gardening. Hi, this is Ken Anderson from Walter Anderson Nursery. You know, Ogden Nash once said, "My garden will never make me famous. I'm a horticultural ignoramus. I can't tell a string bean from a soybean or a girl bean from a boy bean." Well, Ogden's problem was that he didn't start with Gardner and Bloom Organic Planting Mix. In gardening, preparation is the key to success, and Gardner and Bloom Planting Mix will help you achieve success in your garden. A rich mixture of forest humus, worm castings, peat moss, kelp meal, and more will give your plants the rich, fertile soil they need to flourish. Stop by either Walter Anderson Nursery location, Point Loma or Poway, to see the entire line of Gardner and Bloom products. That's Walter Anderson Nursery, open 7 days a week to serve you at Enterprise Street and Pacific Highway in Point Loma, or Scripps Poway Parkway and Community Road in the Poway Business Park. Walter Anderson Nursery, serving San Diego's gardeners since 1928.
This is Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Here's jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist Michael Rogers.
Welcome back to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures. We're talking with Michael from Vintage Architectural, Deconstruction Salvage Company. Now, Michael, where is the location of your warehouse? I suppose you have a warehouse somewhere in San Diego.
Right. We're in the downtown area, almost underneath the east end of the Coronado Bridge. Our address is 1861 Unit B on Main Street. That's 1861B Main Street at the corner of Main and Crosby downtown.
Now, is it open just to the general public also, as well as interior designers and architects and people in the business?
Yes, even though we try to attract the trade to come in, including antique mall dealers and interior designers, architects, contractors. It's open to the general public. Our hours are from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. daily, Monday through Friday, and open on Saturday by appointment only.
Now, do you have a website also that people can view the pieces on?
Yes, we have a website. They can look up the website, and they can access that as well, and that's www.vintagearchitectural.com, and Vintage Architectural is one word.
Okay. Now, with the inventory, how often does it change?
Well, Michael, that depends upon the jobs that are coming through, and I would say it changes on a weekly basis.
Okay.
There's always a job that we're bringing into the warehouse. We have a yard that carries our overflow and some of the larger items as well. So when an individual comes down and walks through the warehouse looking for those little gems and treasures, if you will. They can walk out to our yard as well and take a look and see what it is that they're that they just couldn't live without.
Mm. I can imagine a lot of the people that are involved in antiques would probably come down also, since it really fits into that category.
Well, it's such a cross section of interest with what we're doing, and the home preservationists, building preservationists, as well as the architects, interior designers, and antique aficionados, certainly.
Now, when people come down to view your items, or actually on the website, is there more information about you know, the item that they can buy? Can they actually buy it over the website, or do they have to come into the store?
Well, they can certainly bring up the information on the website and see what it is. There might be someone in your listening audience who's looking for that particular size window or a door or a bathroom fixture or even oak flooring, who mm-hmm. knows. And they might be able to access on the website and inquire with us, and we can respond back to them. Yes, we have that in stock, or no, but our inventory changes on a weekly basis, so okay. Make a point to come down and take a walk through.
Now, with the items, are they only, do you get the items only from the deconstruction salvages, or do you sell items besides that?
Well, that's also very interesting, because once people have discovered us, then they sometimes will come to us saying, hey, I've got this great piece, would you like to buy this from us? And we're not in the process of purchasing outright from other entities out there.
Mm-hmm.
On occasion, if something very interesting comes through our door, somebody says they have this marvelous old piece, and we go, wow, that's pretty cool. Let's put this in the warehouse. We will work out a consignment agreement with them so that... But we're pretty selective about that as well, mm-hmm. because we have so much material coming in from these job sites.
But that's actually real great that other people, they might have something rare and they can bring it down and have a consignment, because if they have such a unique piece, it's hard to, unless you go to an antique store, it's really hard for them to put that in an area where it can be consigned out. So that really
Certainly, right. Yeah, it's a way for them to get the piece back into the community again, and there might be somebody across town or across country who just happens to wander into Vintage Architectural or check our website and then say, oh, my gosh, I've been looking for that for 17 years, and there it is.
Now, do you actually ship out to different states or countries?
If the customer has a specific need and they don't have the means for taking it themselves, we can make the arrangements for creating and shipping the item.
Okay.
Wherever it needs to go, certainly.
Okay. Now, with the fairs, how often do you go to the different antique fairs?
Well, this is the first antique fair that we did, and because we're a fairly new company, our warehouse has only been open since late April, and so we're not generally very well known as far as being in the mainstream of walk-by traffic. We're in kind of an industrial park area, which is we think is going to be up and coming. We did the old house fair in late June up here in the South Park Golden Hill area,
mm-hmm.
and we had a very good response from that as well, because there you have a very concentrated audience specifically out looking for those restoration items that they could use for their vintage homes.
Oh, that's great.
So we plan on doing more of these so we get more exposure out there and letting more and more people know that there is a source.
All right, Michael, thank you very much for coming on the show. Hopefully we got some information out to different people who will be able to use your services.
Very good, Michael.
All right, take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll be back with Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures. Stay tuned.
Are you planning on buying or selling a home? Then come see the Coldwell Banker team of Francis and Ken Owen. They specialize in serving the needs of first-time buyers and sellers, senior citizens, or families in the market for a house in the North County communities of San Diego. With the Owen team, you receive realtors who are a valuable information resource for new home buyers to the area. They are well aware of the schools, neighborhoods, services, and benefits available in the North County. You also receive two top real estate professionals for the price of one. The Owen
Diamond Team has received numerous awards in recognition of their exemplary performance on behalf of their clients. They have been the recipients of the prestigious President's Circle Award, recognizing the top 1% of agents nationwide. You can consider the Owen Team as your personal lifetime realtors. Francis and Ken Owen believe that the purchase or sale of a home should be a positive experience, so they make sure the process of buying or selling your home is a smooth, quick, and enjoyable one. So contact Francis and Ken Owen at the Coldwell Banker office in Vista. Call now at 760-643-5036.
Honey, our 10th anniversary is coming up. You know what that means, don't you?
What, you gonna trade me in for a new model?
No, I'm afraid your warranty expired years ago. No, silly, you promised me a diamond ring for our anniversary.
You know, I'm kind of afraid of us getting ripped off. Look what happened when Sandy and her husband bought a diamond. She wasn't satisfied with the diamond, and he wasn't happy about the price. And don't forget about Jim, who's still in the doghouse because he bought a fake diamond.
Don't worry, honey. I found a great book called The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. It teaches you how to choose the right diamond that you can afford. The Secrets to Buying Diamonds will definitely help us avoid getting ripped off.
The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Sounds great.
It's filled with color photos and information about diamond inclusions, enhanced and treated diamonds, and the newest look-alike diamond, moissanite. It also shows you how to choose a mounting for your diamond, as well as checklists to ensure that we buy a diamond that we'll be satisfied with.
Thank goodness. The Secrets to Buying Diamonds will definitely give me some peace of mind.
Make your next diamond purchase a pleasant one with The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Reserve your copy today, online, or at your local Barnes & Noble bookstore.
Are you tired of sinking thousands of dollars into a diamond when your money could be better spent elsewhere? Prestige.com is proud to announce the Asha, the newest diamond simulant on the market that has people selling their moissanite and diamonds. Unlike moissanite with its greenish seaweed color tint, the Asha mimics the beauty and color of a natural, flawless diamond. All of the Asha stones are cut to hearts and arrows perfection, which allows more than 96% of light to return back to the naked eye to enhance its sparkle and brilliance, while most diamonds reflect only 70%. The Asha is affordably priced and comes with an extensive lifetime warranty, which includes protection against chipping. Even the entertainment and television industry is impressed with the Asha, using it as a substitute for expensive diamond jewelry. So experience the difference. Visit PristineGems.com, where you can take the Asha challenge and decide for yourself which looks best, a $35,000 hearts and arrows diamond, cubic zirconia, moissanite, or the Asha. The Asha Diamond Simulant, where fire meets ice.
Now back to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Once again, here's jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist, Michael Rogers.
Welcome back. That was a great segment. When I met him at the Ocean Beach Fair, it's just what he's doing is great for the community. I know that people that are into saving and preserving properties can really help him in a way. So hopefully if you're out there and you need some properties that you really want to save, some items in a house or a home or a construction, please give Michael a call. And also you can go to my website, gemsecrets.com, and find out more information and actually a link to his website. But I thought that was just a good idea because he's helping so many different people in so many different ways. And especially going with my wife to different antique stores and whatnot, going with her and seeing how she has a passion for what she does and what she sees and what she buys, I can just imagine people going to that store. I have to visit that store next couple of weeks or so. But, yeah, if you please give Michael a call. Go to his store in San Diego. I think that would be great for everyone. But the Ocean Beach Fair, I want to talk about that real quick. I saw a lot of interesting things there. First of all, like he mentioned, it was the first, I think it was the first antique fair in that particular area. But across San Diego and I guess Southern California, there are different fairs that you really need to go to because it covers so many different items. Now there's a regular fair, like the Carlsbad Fair or Escondido Fair, that pretty much has a combination of bikes or spas and whatnot. But the antique fair, if you're into antiques, hopefully if another one comes up in the area, go to it because I saw some amazing things there. Especially things that were brought to us as appraisers. There was one person that brought in a signed picture of the Marx Brothers. All Marx Brothers signed them. So that was very interesting to see. And I think that valued out to about $2,500 roughly. But paintings, oil paintings people brought in, figurines, statues. Everything that people brought down, everyone had a great story behind it. And that was one of the nice things about it, to hear the story that was behind the piece, and then also to help people get an understanding of the value of what the item was. So that really was enjoyable. But some of the things that I saw that was interesting, there were probably three or four major antique stores that had items up in the fair. But one particular item I saw was an old phonograph. I can imagine it was probably only early, 1900s or even 1890s. Or I'm just guessing, but it's just amazing to see pieces like that in a location that you usually would never see them before. So when you get a chance, any chance you get, go to the antique stores. It's just amazing what you'll find. I saw one area that was selling old Coca-Cola bottles, bottles in general. They had some great costume jewelry that was really nice. Actually, one place had some kitchenware, antique, and mostly it was antique kitchenware. And I know my wife would love that, like old toasters, old mittens, just little knickknacks like that. That's what really, people can relate to, those little things that, your mom had and that's been buried in the attic or in the basement for so many years. And then you all of a sudden come across it and you don't know what you have. So next time you get a chance to go to an antique fair or even some of the antique stores, definitely step in and take a look at what they have, because probably it'll bring back a lot of memories. Actually, one booth had just Tupperware, and that brought up memories for me, because my mom collected Tupperware for years. And actually, I got that lady's number because she has a ton of Tupperware that I think might be she might get some interest in sharing that with her. But yeah, the next time you go to a fair, probably an antique fair or any one of the fairs that come into San Diego or in your area, because I know in Chicago and Las Vegas, I'm sure there's fairs there. I don't know if they have antique fairs, but yeah, any time you get a chance to go out, go to some of these fairs, you'll be surprised at what you see. It's just amazing. Now, we're going to talk about the website in a week in a minute. I also want to talk about appraisals, because, again, appraisals is very important to get, and I was happy to see there was a very good turnout with appraisals. So if you have an item that you're not sure about, you really should get it appraised. And it was nice for people to come down to take their items. It only cost $5, which was nice. So you got a verbal appraisal for $5. So you got a rough idea on what you had. And the only difference between the $5 appraisal and the typical maybe $100 or $75 appraisal is the fact that they told you verbally. But it's nice for you. A lot of people really wanted to get appraised after the fact. So that was nice. So if you have some stuff around the house, you might want to take a look at it. And, actually call up some of the local appraisers that are in your Yellow Pages. So, all right, we're going to come back with the website of the week. That'd be yadro.com. We're going to talk about figurines come back. So stay tuned. You're listening to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures.
Are you tired of sinking thousands of dollars into a diamond when your money could be better spent elsewhere? PristineGems.com is proud to announce the Asha, the newest diamond simulant on the market that has people selling their moissanite and diamonds. Unlike moissanite with its greenish seaweed color tint, the Asha mimics the beauty and color of a natural, flawless diamond. All of the Asha stones are cut to hearts and arrows perfection, which allows more than 96% of light to return back to the naked eye to enhance its sparkle and brilliance, while most diamonds reflect only 70%. The Asha is affordably priced and comes with an extensive lifetime warranty, which includes protection against chipping. Even the entertainment and television industry is impressed with the Asha, using it as a substitute for expensive diamond jewelry. So experience the difference. Visit PristineGems.com, where you can take the Asha Challenge and decide for yourself which looks best, a $35,000 hearts and arrows diamond, cubic zirconia, moissanite, or the Asha. The Asha Diamond Simulant, where fire meets ice.
For 5 years in a row, the number one Subaru retailer in San Diego County has been serving you from two convenient locations, both easy to find under a giant American flag. It's Bob Baker Subaru in Car Country Carlsbad and Bob Baker Subaru across from the Home Depot, El Cajon. Both the giant Bob Baker Subaru locations have a great selection of new 2002 Bob Baker Subarus, all discounted just the way you like them, the Bob Baker way. If you act now, you'll find 2.9% financing available on every new Bob Baker Subaru Legacy, Legacy Outback, and Forester in this giant inventory. On approved credit, excluding O2 Impreza, see dealer for details. Don't buy or lease any vehicle until you visit Bob Baker Subaru across from the Home Depot, El Cajon, or Bob Baker Subaru, Car Country, Carlsbad. Subaru, the beauty of all-wheel drive, and BobBakerSubaru.com.
The results are in. Cox Digital Telephone customers are more than satisfied with their new telephone service. An independent research firm reports that 94% rate the sound quality higher than or equal to their last provider.
Ask around. People are switching to Cox because they get a larger free local calling area and great rates on call waiting, caller ID, and voicemail with award-winning customer service at no extra charge. Cox Digital Telephone with Cox Long Distance can even save you an additional $10 per month every month as part of the Cox Bundle. Log on to www.coxtelephone.com for details or call 1-888-333-6528.
Service and all features may not be available in all areas. Savings based on Cox preferred rates for multiple service customers. Zone 3 calls are free with Cox and include local toll calls placed 13 to 16 miles from your home. Other restrictions apply. Survey conducted in May 2001 by an outside research firm retained to evaluate customer satisfaction levels with Cox Digital Telephone.
Self-connect Cox at home for free. Sign up today and receive 2 movie passes to any of the San Diego Ultrastar cinemas. Supplies are limited. Call 1-800-234-4600.
This is Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Here's jewelry appraiser and graduate gemologist Michael Rogers.
Welcome back and thanks for listening. We're going to talk about our website of the week, which is yadro.com. But before we get into that, anyone out there that has a particular item that they collect, feel free to call the show anytime. It would be nice to get some calls and have some information from the actual customers and people that go out and buy things from the antique stores and whatnot. So if you have a rare piece that you want to talk about, feel free to call the show and discuss, you know, pretty much the story, because I know there's a story behind every piece, and it's always nice for other people to hear those stories. So feel free to call anytime. It's no problem at all. Now, I was looking through, like I always do, always surfing the internet on the weekends, but I came across Yadro.com, and I know little about Yadros, but I thought that this website is really great. Any type of website that I come across that is set up to help educate, you know, newcomers like myself, it's always, the internet is just great, because I would have never came across this site or this information unless I went to a bookstore. But when you get a chance, go to Yadro.com, because if you don't know what a Yadro is, it's pretty much an artistic porcelain figurine, and they're real famous for their human qualities. So if you've gone to, probably some jewelry stores have them, like I believe Fennell's or maybe some of the higher Highline jewelry stores, they have them always in the little glass case that's usually at the side or the back of the store. But these sculptures, from what I learned, were exported. They're exported to more than 120 countries, and the website is really nice because it has a history of porcelain. You can go there and learn about the different creations and learn about the different periods of Yadro, which I think is really great. So when you go to the website, there's different areas you can go to. One section, it goes through each individual period and also shows you different pictures of that period, which is really nice. And then also there's a great timeline of various themes. From what I learned, every year or so, they have a different theme. I guess just you can compare it to Beanie Babies, for example, when they have different little Beanie Babies that come out, I guess, every month or every year. But Yadro pretty much does the same thing. And they also have on the website updates from Yadro News. So you can get like little newsletters or emails from the website automatically. So if any new figurines come out or if they have maybe some shows in the area, upcoming events in the world. They have that on the website, but also if you sign up for the newsletter, you can get that too. So this is a really good site if you're a novice and you want to understand about the history of Yadro, and also about the more importantly the themes of Yadro, because I didn't know there were different types of themes for the actual merchandise. So that really turned out to be really nice when I went on the website. So it's a beautiful website, it's done really nice. And looking at some of these figurines, I got to learn about a little bit of the history. But when you get a chance, go to Yadro.com. They have the newsletter. They have the upcoming events, like shows that they go through around the world. Most of them, unfortunately, are out of the country. But if you travel, then you can pretty much visit when you're in the next time you're in that particular area. They have the creating process, which I thought was also interesting. They actually tell you how they create the Yadros and a little history about Yadro. So next time you go to online, go to Yadro.com. That's LLADRO.com. I thought it was very interesting. And also, you can go to my website, gemsecrets.com. Every week I pick a different website that pretty much a lot of things I either know about in terms of jewelry, since I'm a jewelry appraiser, or in the collectible part where I might not know anything, but it's always nice to share with you guys. There's some pieces that, or websites that you might not even know about. So go to my website, go to under the website of the week area, and you'll be able to find all my websites that I pretty much picked in the last couple months or so. So we're winding down here. We've got one more minute, but I just want to let you know, if you need any jewelry appraisals, you can contact me at 760-716-4342 for any jewelry appraisals. And also, you can go to my website. It has information about my book, The Secrets to Buying Diamonds. Also has some the archives of the show. So if you missed the show, some of the past guests we've had, Butterfields and Butterfields, the Gemological Institute of America, Home Shopping Network, Palette International, which deals with gemstones, Lilty Hyman from HGTV. So you can actually go to the website and listen to those shows, just in case you're interested in one particular item. And then also you can go to my website, find out information about diamonds and upcoming events, which I'll have pretty soon. We're working on getting Smithsonian into Harry Winston, all the collectibles, all the three people in the industry, to get the experts on to talk to you. So I'm Michael Rogers. Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures. Take care of yourself. Have a nice day.
Thanks for listening to Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures, the nationally syndicated radio jewelry show. Join Michael Rogers again next week to learn about diamonds, gemstones, and more. It's Gem Secrets and Hidden Treasures.
Halloween is just around the corner, along with the family fun and tradition of Halloween parties and dozens of trick-or-treaters. Chef Jamie Gwen here. As a professional chef, I stock up for Halloween at Smart and Final, and you can too. Smart and Final has a huge assortment of treats and goodies trick-or-treaters love. Plus, you get the same deals professionals get on everything it takes to throw a great Halloween party. From appetizers to serving trays, decorations to paper products, and more.
Through November 1st, use your free Smart Advantage card to buy Smart and Final apple juice or cider. Two 96-ounce bottles for $3. And a 12-pack of Dr. Pepper or Coke, assorted variety, three for $8 plus CRV.
Since Smart and Final is the smaller, faster warehouse store, get in, get out, and get going. Save time and money this Halloween. Shop Smart and Final. Oh, and my Halloween cooking tip, lots of garlic.